The budget writing panel consists of 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans. That's resulted in several deadlocked votes, and the most contentious new taxes in the governor's proposed budget haven't even come up yet.
With the 8-8 votes that continue, we may as well just forget joint finance. The respective houses can go to their budgets and pass them and then go directly to the conference committee. That would expedite this entire process.
That suggestion from Assembly Republican Steve Noss of Whitewater, who says the budget's going to end up in conference committee anyway because the Republicans will never vote in favor of Governor Doyle's proposed taxes on cigarettes, hospitals, and oil company profits. However, Noss concedes his boss, Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, wants to stick with the process.
That is his call. I think what we will see in predicting the future is that there will be more 8-8 votes.
Pressed for another prediction, Noss says he would not be surprised to see the state budget process last well into August or even September. The Joint Finance Committee continues its deliberations today. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.